Our scripture reading for this morning will come from the Gospel of John, chapter 18. John, chapter 18, beginning with verse 28, and I'll be reading from the New American Standard Bible. John, chapter 18, verse 28. Then they led Jesus from Caiaphas into the praetorium, and it was early. And they themselves did not enter into the praetorium, so that they would not be defiled, but might eat the Passover. Therefore Pilate went out to them and said, "What accusations do you bring against this man?" They answered and said to him, "If this man were not an evildoer, we would not have delivered him to you." So Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves and judge him according to your law." The Jews said to him, "We are not permitted to put anyone to death, to fulfill the word of Jesus, which he spoke, signifying by what kind of death he was about to die." Therefore Pilate entered again into the praetorium and summoned Jesus and said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Are you saying this on your own initiative, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate answered, "I'm not a Jew. Am I? Your own nation and the chief priests delivered you to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then my servants would be fighting, so that I would not be handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not of this realm." Therefore Pilate said to him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say correctly that I am a king. For this reason I have been born, and for this I have come into the world to testify to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" And when he had said this, he went out again to the Jews and said to them, "I find no guilt in him, but you have a custom that I release someone for you at the Passover. Do you wish then that I release for you the king of the Jews?" So they cried out again, saying, "Not this man, but Barabbas." Now Barabbas was a robber. Are you a truth seeker? Have you at some point in your life been somewhat disillusioned about the existence even of absolute truth? Seeking for truth has brought many down disappointing paths with twists and turns that double back on themselves and often simply seem to dead end. What is truth anyway? It's been almost 50 years. Well, it's actually been a little more than 50 years ago. Johnny Cash had a song in 1970 entitled, "What is truth?" But that question was asked a long time before Johnny Cash, wasn't it? We've just witnessed it again here in John's writings. Over 2,000 years ago, Pilate asked that question. The same question. What is truth? He probably never learned the answer. And yet, it was a fact that it was embodied right before him. I've written out on the marquee, "Is truth staring you in the face? Do not be like Pilate." And it's taken from this passage in John chapter 18. Let's read again these two verses, verses 37 and following. "Therefore Pilate said to him, 'So you are a king?' And Jesus answered, 'You say correctly that I am a king. For this reason I have been born, and for this I have come into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice.' Pilate said to him, what is truth. Jesus has not kept that a secret, has he? We've seen that repeatedly, especially here in our study of John. Jesus said clearly in the discourse with the disciples at the Last Supper in John chapter 14 and verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Jesus is the truth. What is truth? The definition is simple. It's Jesus. But what does that mean? And just how does one come to know what that entails? The truth which Jesus intended. There are many teachers in the world. There's a legion of teachers in the world who claim to know the truth. And if you'll but follow them, you'll be taught it. You will discover it. In fact, even within the religious realm, there are many who call themselves Christians who teach a number of different things. In fact, it's uncountable the number of ways that the, quote, truths are taught. So how then is one to decipher and decide what to follow? Are we simply to take a shot in the dark? How are we to know? Is it blind trust? Well, once again, Jesus provides the answer. In John chapter 17, verse 17, he said in his prayer, sanctify them in the truth, thy word is truth. Now, I've asked this question, series of questions, many times, but it's pertinent. Do you believe in God? Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? Do you believe that the Holy Spirit delivered the will of God to the apostles, inspired them to preach and to write? Do you believe that only through Jesus' blood and being baptized into it, one can be saved? Do you believe that we have hope of heaven in Jesus? Those are really simple questions of faith. And yet, there are many varied answers in the world, but not in the Word. No, not in the Word. Sanctify them, set them apart, Father, in the truth. Thy Word is truth. Earlier, John had said in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then in verse 14 of John 1, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, glory as the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and full of truth. The answers to what is truth are found in Jesus, and specifically found in His Word. I have heard of atheists who set out to disprove the Bible because they had relationships with someone that was a Christian, and they wanted to prove to them that the Bible was nothing but myth and fairy tales. One of those well-known brethren in the Lord is John Clayton. Through reading the Word, he was convinced that he had found the truth, and he became a Christian. I know of others who are actual acquaintances and friends who have had the same journey of discovery, being raised as atheists. Seeking to defend that stance, they began to read the Bible, and the Word itself convinced them that they were wrong and that God is real. There is a God. Jesus is His Son. The Holy Spirit has delivered His Word, and we'll talk about that just a bit more here in a second. And only through following it can I have the answers to life's questions. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father. Jesus said, yes, I am a king. I'll talk about that a little more in this afternoon's lesson, Lord willing. How that Jesus had come to the earth to declare the truth and to establish his kingdom. He is a king, and how that rejection by God's own people affected them, but also how it affected the world as the Gentiles began to come to him. But Jesus said to Pilate, "Yes, I came for this reason, to declare the truth." And look at this phrase at the very last of verse 37 of John chapter 18 in today's reading. "Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." Now I want you to just draw a line right now. And prayerfully, you're on the right side of that line, that you listen to Jesus, which means that you are on the side of truth. Who's on the other side? Well, you say, well, that's easy. Jesus just said, anyone who doesn't listen to me is on the other side. The other side of Jesus, yes, but also the other side of truth. We talked about how there are multiple teachers, even within the religious realm, that say and make claims that they have the truth. Just follow me. How do you decide who is right? How do you decide who is not of the truth? It's simple. The line is drawn. What did Jesus say? Everyone on the side of truth listens to me. Now, he is saying that to Pilate, a Roman governor, an official. Pilate, who has the power to condemn. Now, Pilate is not an easy man to get along with. In fact, Pilate was known, and on at least two occasions, one of these are mentioned in Luke chapter 13, to have slain people who were insurrectionists. It's believed in Luke chapter 13 and verse 1, these Galileans that were slain were of a rough crowd. In fact, most Galileans were put into that category. By the way, Peter, Andrew, James, and John were Galileans. But the Galileans were the uncouthed, the uneducated, the rebels from the north. We have to remember, Peter's got a sword on his hip, doesn't he? And it is said that Pilate there in Luke chapter 13 and verse 1 mingled the blood of the Galileans with their sacrifices. We don't have any historical account of that except what's recorded here in the words of Jesus of that particular incident. But what it implies is that there were Galileans who came down to Jerusalem to worship, and Pilate, seizing upon the occasion that he had the rebels under his thumb, had his soldiers go in and slay them. Notice that it's Pilate who says, "Are you indeed a king?" That would imply Jesus could possibly be an insurrectionist. Now, what Jesus responds is basically, "Yes, I am a king, but my kingdom is not of this world." In other words, I am no threat to you. That's not going to save Jesus' life, but he is telling Pilate the truth. Whose side am I on? Turn with me to hymn number 192. Know me, Jesus is standing in Pilate's hall, friendless, forsaken, betrayed by all. Hearken, what meaneth the sudden call? What will you do with Jesus? What will you do with Jesus, my friend? Neutral you cannot be. Someday your heart will be asking, oh friend, what will he do with me? Now verse 3. Will you evade him as Pilate tried? Or will you choose him whate'er betide? Vainly you struggle from him to hide. What will you do with Jesus? What will you do with Jesus, my friend? Neutral you cannot be. Someday your heart will be asking, oh friend, what will he do with with me. There, Pilate had an opportunity to set aside politics and to talk with the Creator, with the author of life, with the very source of truth, and find the answers. He didn't, did he? Is truth staring you in the face? Do not be like Pilate. In order for us to discover the answers, we have to seek Jesus. Yes, we have to seek His Word. Jesus had promised His disciples in chapter 16 of John, but when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, this is verse 13 of John 16, but when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on His own. He will speak only what He hears, and He will tell you what is yet to come. The Spirit of truth was going to reveal to those apostles all truth. As Peter proclaimed the first gospel sermon, there were cloven tongues of fire upon his head and the head of the rest of the apostles. As he proclaims in verse 38, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The apostles understood that what they preached and what they wrote was straight from God. As we've said before in other lessons recently, Paul says, all Scripture is inspired by God in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Do you see the parallel? CRT, Christ, righteousness, and truth. That the man of God may be perfectly, thoroughly furnished unto every good work. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. We then, as those on the correct side of the line, remember, everyone on the side of truth listens to me. We then are called upon to find truth in Christ, in His teachings. There's no other source, no matter how well intended. God's Word cannot be improved upon. In chapter 8 of John, Jesus said these words, verses 31 and 32. Jesus therefore said to those Jews who had believed in Him, if you abide in My Word, then ye are truly My disciples, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Seeking the truth is important. It's not just for answers to our curiosity. It's to understand the will of God, and it is to enable us through those teachings within God's Word to escape ignorance, but also to escape darkness and death. Only Jesus has the power to save. In Him alone can sins be forgiven. Jesus says, this is why I was born. This is why I came into the world, to establish a kingdom not of this realm. If it were of this realm, My disciples would fight. But it is not. It is a spiritual kingdom. And we know that that kingdom is open to everyone. But not everyone sides with Jesus. Not everyone listens to what Jesus has to say. The Word is the key to unlock my chains from sin. But rejection of His Word will result in my continued bondage and ultimate eternal death. We must hear, and then we must obey. In John chapter 12, verse 48, Jesus said, But he that rejecteth Me and receiveth not My sayings, hath one that judges him. The word that I spake, the same shall judge him on the last day. He who hears but does not obey will be judged by that which he has rejected. The words that I have spoken, this is from John chapter 12, verse 48. The words that I have spoken will hold him into account on the last day. In John chapter 14, verse 23, Jesus answered and said to him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word. And my Father will love him, and will come into him, and we will make our abode with him." If you love me, you will keep my word. 1 John 2 and verse 4, "The man who says, 'I know him,' but does not do what he commands, is a liar, and the truth is not in him." A couple of weeks back, we talked about the prayer of Christ that his disciples be unified, that they be one, that just as Jesus was one with the Father, that the disciples would be one in Jesus. That's being promised right here again. But do you remember why, one of those reasons given, that the disciples needed to be one? That they need to be unified in the teachings of Christ? That the disciples of Christ needed to clearly follow in his footsteps so that the world might believe? Without that unity, one of the strongest evidences for truth is wasted in division, in bickering, in indecision. We must, as disciples of Christ, seek for that which is true. Yes, ask the question, what is truth? But as you grow and mature in your relationship with Jesus, accept the fact that he is the Word that became flesh, the Word that offers truth, defines it, and enables those who are lost in their sins to be forgiven of them. Remember again that first gospel sermon, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. I can't say that I love him and not walk in his footsteps. I can't declare myself to be on the side of Jesus and reject the truth. Disciples must follow where their master leads. We must seek first the kingdom of God. What is truth? Christ is truth. He is the Word of truth. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, which reveals God's will. And through the scriptures, the teachings, and the writings of the apostles, we have that delivered to us in this age. That's why simply reading God's word has converted the hearts and minds of those who are sincere in seeking what God would have them to be. First, finding that he does exist, because the word is inerrant. There is no fallacy or flaw in what God has delivered. And yet it is also simple in its message. He is our Father. We are but disobedient children when we reject to listen to his call. But when his call is listened to and his Son is trusted in and the word given by his Spirit is read and followed, we have hope. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John chapter 8, verse 32. Yeah, it's been over 50 years since Johnny Cash sang, "And the lonely voice of youth cries, 'What is truth?'" God has not left us ignorant. If we are ignorant, it's because of our own choosing. Get into his word. Study it. What is truth? Is truth staring you in the face? Do not be like Pilate.